You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. If you're planning to travel soon, especially around southern Wisconsin, you should be aware of the potential danger of flooding currently happening. If you come across a flooded road, do not attempt to drive through it. Remember, you don't know how deep the water is, and most flood fatalities actually occur in vehicles. And if you find barricades, do not drive around them, even if there's no water present. Remember, even though the water may have receded, the ground may still be unstable. Remember to always pay attention when you're driving, and don't take unnecessary risks. And if you come across a road that is flooded, and there are no signs or barricades marking it, be sure to report it to local authorities so they may be aware of it and place the proper signage to warn people of the danger. Remember, a little bit of vigilance could help prevent a tragedy. Friday, August 15th at 6 p.m. over at the Historic Pavilion at Copper Falls State Park, the Mellon Community Choir is going to be singing. Their repertoire includes many classics, and in addition, there will be opportunities for the audience to sing along. Pinocchio Ice Cream Sundays will be for sale following the concert. Once again, this is taking place Friday, August 15th at 6 p.m. at the Historic Pavilion of Copper Falls State Park for the Mellon Community Choir. Remember, a state park vehicle pass is required. Fish on! Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
If you're going to be out and about, remember to practice flood safety. Floodwater can contain all sorts of things that could hurt you, such as debris, sewage, and gasoline. Don't drive or walk through high water either. 6 inches of moving water can knock you off your feet, and 2 feet of water can carry away most vehicles. Be safe before, during, and after floods. You can find more tips at dhs.wisconsin.gov/flood. Wednesday, August 20th at 4:30 p.m., the Wisconsin Historical Society is going to be at the Concrete Park to record footage of the park and the Rock Garden Tavern for an upcoming exhibit at the brand new Wisconsin History Center in Madison. The tavern is asking for your help to create an authentic tavern night atmosphere. Please arrive by 4:30, and remember, filming does start around 5 p.m. Come have a drink and help them make history. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, August 20th at 4:30 p.m. over at the Rock Garden Tavern, just off of Highway 13 in Phillips. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tolmielsen reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lakota Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately a 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. Weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth. Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball. Deep into right field. Isaac Collins. It is a walk-off home run. He's done it again. And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game.
Now, despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know like if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just AmFam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said no, that was good, which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, we could see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.